His pistol was well known to be the quickest in the West, and killing folks for lawlessness was just what he done best. He kept the peace in frontier towns, he fought the Civil War, but he sat in that saloon one day, his back turned to the door. On a trip across the Oregon Trail, the legend came to be. Four highwaymen ambushed a wagon train for robbery. Four bullets laid the men to rest in the early morning chill. So became the fear, nicknamed the Wild Man called Bill. When the frontier turned to battleground, Bill wore the Union blue. He fought with iron-heartedness and spared the lives of few. But life without its luxuries proved more than he could take. He left for liquor and the game where money was at stake. Wild Bill. While passing through Missouri, Wild Bill lived up his name. A Springfield card sharp called him out for playing a crooked game. They settled up out in the square for all the town to see. The dude fell hard down to the dirt, he died there instantly. Acquitted on the grounds of self-defense, Bill packed his trunk. He wound up out in Abilene, town marshal and a drunk. Two more men quit their living from the reckless lawman's gun. In a fit of townfolk ran him off into the setting sun. Wild Bill. Deadwood was a boom town in the Black Dakota hills. The ending of the killing line for the infamous Wild Bill. Those drinking years caught up now, old Bill couldn't draw so fast. And a sip of Gleason's whiskey would soon prove to be his last. A drunken man named Jack stepped in the number 10 saloon. He spied his brother's killer with the gamblers in the gloom. Two aces and a pair of eights became the final draw of the wild man shot dead in the head by a gun he never saw. Wild Bill. Pistol was well known to be the quickest in the West. Killing folks for lawlessness was just what he done best. He kept the peace in frontier towns, he fought the Civil War. But he sat in that saloon one day, his back turned to the door. Wild Bill.